Are we living in a revolutionary moment? Fareed Zakaria makes the case that we are. And if he's right, there's a lot at stake.
I think the stakes are really liberal democracy. What has happened is the people who are displaced, anxious, angry, radicalized, the focus of their ire, their attention is basically to tear down the system, you know, the world that produced all this.
Hear more this week on The Gray Area, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hello. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Got Dank, Wanna Hang. That was submitted by John Ely 69. The folks at Mary Jane gave me and my guests on the April 20th show all these gift bags with lots of fun stuff in it. As you can see, I signed it. I'll sign it again. I don't give a shit. I'll even use a different kind of Sharpie. So your friends will be like, why did he sign it twice? And you can be like, oh, he just gets high and does things. Look at that. It's beautiful. Maybe I'll sign it a third time. No, we're going to give it away soon. All you got to do to possibly win it is be a member of the 420 Club. You could sign up at patreon.com/gettingdug. We'll do a different giveaway each month. And I'll tell you, next week's month will knock your... next week's giveaway will knock your dick in the dirt. I was so excited about saying knock your dick in the dirt that I couldn't get through the words right before it. Doug plugs. I'm doing stand-up on Sunday, June 11th at the Punchline in San Francisco at 420. Wednesday, June 14th at the American Comedy Company in Sweet Home, San Diego. And Monday, June 19th, I'm at the Comedy Connection in Providence, Rhode Island. Always a fun time there. For all of my road dates and deets, go to DougLovesMovies.com and enjoy the show.
Hopefully this is going to be a successful mission today. We heard rumblings of some possible technical issues. Hey, can you guys scoot as tight in this way as you can you can get here? Yeah, because we got to get everybody in the shot. We got two old bees, as I like to say, and one newbie. It's Chris Cubis, Ron Funches, and Sean X-Pac Waltman. They are all here. So great to have you, dude. You, are, of course, are a newbie, and you're, because Chris and Ron have been here a bunch of times.
Many times.
Yeah, and your Twitter handle is the...
At the Real X-Pac.
Real X-Pac, which is X-P-A-C.
Yes, sir.
Okay. I just want to make sure people can reach out to you and, you know, tell you how much they enjoyed you here and follow you and your other interests, because... The reason I wanted you to come here is because you did a show with Ron in Los Angeles last month that I attended and had a wonderful time.
Which is really cool because you're not like a big wrestling man even, and you still dug it, right?
I certainly had a period of time in my youth where I would watch a lot of wrestling and attend it live. Like I got to see George the Animal Steel, that kind of shit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, I kind of fell out of it, you know, for a while.
Sure.
And now I'm partially because of you, the two of you, your enthusiasm for it. Plus, I've become friends with Colt Cabana.
Oh yeah, mm-hmm.
And so
he's
I'm just
great.
I'm back. I think I'm back in.
Yay!
I really enjoy it.
Oh. Did you mention that maybe you would come to WrestleMania next year?
That's what I said. I saw pictures of Ron there having a good time. I was like, I'm going next year.
Oh, yeah.
And I've written down the date in my calendar.
Yeah, spreading the gospel. I love it.
It's in New Orleans this next time, I think.
Yeah.
And I've never had a problem going there. So, that's
careful
the plan.
Careful with your weed down in Louisiana, though.
Well, I try not to, you know, get too crazy, but, you know, I also am
they love to throw people in jail down
person.
There.
You do have a little bit of you can just walk, oh, what? I just hide my weed under my whiteness real fast.
Exactly.
Some of them, not all of you.
That's been a good perk. I've been dating a 6-foot-tall blonde lady, and it's been a good perk.
That comes with benefits.
She's
the
benefits.
You get like,
you just hide behind
you get grandfathered
her, like
into whiteness?
No, her grandfather hates me.
Oh, okay.
Oh, shit.
I knew there would be some good laughing today.
We got some good laughing.
Yeah, we got some good laughers. And so, but I want to be clear about the show that I talked about. It's Get High and Watch Wrestling. Is that what it's called?
Get High, Watch Wrestling is basically, I mean, it's a simple title for a simple product.
Yeah, GHWW.
Yeah, it's basically Mystery Science Theater meets Monday Night Raw meets a nice indica or sativa.
Yeah.
Our next one is next Friday, May 26th at Santa Family. Friday, 10 o'clock. Come on out. Tickets are on sale now. We do, even if you buy the little bit more pricey tickets, you can come and meet and greet with us and maybe talk with us. We can't legally say that, but
do you watch the old stuff, or are you watching, like, the current, it's like, that week's Raw or whatever?
No, we do, like, a mix. We kind of make up a clip show of, like, classic promos and some indie stuff. But usually I like to go more, like, 80s, 90s things that I grew up watching. For then sometimes we throw in some new stuff, just whatever is funny. We do some, like, Total Nonstop Deletion, anything with Matt Hardy, of course.
I'm sure once we run out of the old stuff, the classic stuff, the new product still gives us some stuff to laugh at.
Oh, yeah, I saw House of Horrors recently. I could make a few jokes out of it, I would
imagine. I apologize to everyone. I showed up today high, so I've completely forgotten the fact that we were supposed to start smoking a couple minutes ago.
Oh. I didn't want to be...
I didn't want to just set my alarm.
It's just not... This shouldn't be a morning show.
It's a wake and bake.
Exactly. So go ahead and... we loaded up all the pipes with sativa, of which today's is called J1. And the indica, if you want to try some of it, we always have such a small amount of indica because it's so potent, is Fire OG. Nice. If you want to try it. But you guys probably have things to do today,
right? I have my show to do when I leave here. I have a podcast I do strictly about wrestling called X-Pac 12360. Ron's been on it a little bit.
I've been on it. It's fun. Yeah. We talk about just wrestling. It's awesome.
Yeah, that sounds great.
He knows a lot about wrestling.
Yeah,
really?
I could learn a lot from you. And Chris Cubis, so you have, of course, you're an Austin comedy phenom, but are you, what do you got on the books here in California this week?
I leave tomorrow, so I already did all my shows.
Oh, yeah?
You missed them.
You missed me, but I go to Vegas tomorrow.
Oh, crapshoot this weekend.
So that'll be super fun.
Yeah.
Attell's there and Bronger and Morgan Murphy. And yeah, it's going to be a great festival.
Yeah.
I'm going to try not to gamble my whole paycheck.
That sounds really fun.
Yeah, it sounds like it could be a trap.
It does seem like problematic. Get a comic drunk and give me a check early in the week. I feel like they're going to give me my check when I get there.
Doesn't sound profitable.
But I get to hit that buffet hard, so it'll all come out.
You balance it out. I like that.
You play Vegas much, Ron?
No, I don't enjoy Vegas as a concept, usually.
How about work-wise?
I've done it a couple times. It usually is like okay, but I find that like it's real drinky, real aggressive, real type A, and like me and my zone doesn't really match up with it, because you know they're always like get drunk or here's some coke, but nobody wants to chill and smoke pot and talk about like you know Care Bears and shit, which is what I do.
Well, we'll find out. I have a little like I don't know what they book a festival, but, like who. Who's going to Vegas? I booked a trip to Vegas, and then they're like, oh, wait. Also, Chris Cubis is telling jokes. You know what I mean? Like, they're coming to Vegas to gamble, and then we're just kind of going to
Well, I imagine the festival will get a big turnout for locals who like comedy.
But that's my thing. I don't know who lives. I haven't been to Vegas in 15 years. Do people live there? Like, I don't even know other than the hotel workers.
Some people live there.
Yeah, but there's plenty of jobs there, especially, you know, in the gambling establishments and the strip clubs and whatnot.
I'd be happy to get out of there.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I don't have to sit in that casino all day.
Yeah, and you know, you have multiple shows over the weekend, so anybody that's a fan of you could probably have one of those nights off.
Sure.
Because Friday and Saturday, most people there that live there have to work also.
Right. Yeah, it should be fun, though. They're giving us free... They were like, tell us one thing you really want to do in Vegas and we can make it happen. And I was all high and I couldn't think of anything. So I was like, oh, I'll go see a magic show. That'll be fun. And
then as soon as
I hit enter, I was like, as soon as I hit send on the email, I was like, wait, you could just shoot machine guns in Las Vegas. Like, there's crazy shit you can do I didn't even think about. So I'm going to go see some magic, I guess.
They got a pinball museum. Crazy shit. Well, I'm very excited for you, and yeah. I'm happy that Ron knows not to go to Vegas. Everybody has to have their...
I'll find out this time.
I think you'll have a good time.
Yeah, I think the festival is different. Yeah. I think it's like, there's so much of a draw. I mean, Dave Attell alone. Like,
yeah, now Dave Attell, people going to go see him there in Vegas. Yeah. That makes sense to me. That makes sense. That's going to be fun.
For sure.
But not for me. I'm not going to be there.
David Tell's the sweetest guy that created a personal hell for himself by being so big on alcohol and then quitting altogether.
Sure.
Because he must get offered drinks all the time still.
Has to be.
Absolutely.
It's like if I quit pot, it would be really unpleasant.
And unsuspected.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody would
really,
see that
coming. Yeah, that would really like shake the core of this world, really.
Have you tried to quit?
What?
Have you tried
Why
to
would
scared?
He try?
No, I quit for a month for a documentary, and that was
well, I
was
that.
Good.
Do you still do Sober
that.
October?
I still quit alcohol for a month every year, and it's a different month each year. And this year I did February to get it over with.
Because you want like 28
I
days.
I feel like I'm going to want to drink a lot this year. Yeah, it's the shortest month, and it's Black History Month, so it's a good time to be sober.
Yeah. Reflect.
Really, really, really dig into it.
This is just a fun morning. That's what I like about
right?
it.
Right? I think, you know, it'd be kind of fun to...
Is that what
just have a group of friends. Yeah, just sit in there. And you're just hanging out, smoking pot, chit-chat, and asking each other what they're up to. This is a good racket.
I should just do that. What are you up to? But sometimes, you know, it really varies. Like, you guys are pretty chill today, but some people get high and then they won't shut the fuck up. You know, and other times people get high and they get quiet.
Yeah.
So I don't know which way it's going to go. So I always prepare lots of stuff to do.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, like, when Andy Kindler's on, I didn't get to any of it.
Throw those cards over his shoulder.
He would be fun for Get High, Watch Wrestling.
Oh, yeah, he would.
We could get him on that.
Yeah, he'd be great. I'm going to be out of town for I'd volunteer my services, but I'm out of town for
You're
this
a busy
one.
Man.
Yeah, I'm going to be, where am I going to be that night? I think I'm going to be in San Antonio.
Nice.
Yeah,
I think we're gonna change. I think we're gonna maybe try it on a Thursday or a Wednesday in the future because people are usually, you know, like you're booked on Saturday and Friday. Sure. I'm sure
you could pack the place out. You could also do it. You could, you know, copy my deal and do a show at 4:20 in the afternoon on a Saturday.
Oh yeah, right on. Mm. Nice.
Yeah, it changes up who can come if you do different dates. That's why the model of a stand-up comedian playing 5 or 6 shows over a weekend works pretty well because somebody can find the time.
Right.
Over one of those 6 shows to come see the act they like. Mm-hmm. But
do you think it works the other way, too, sometimes with the scarcity model of just, like, I'm only coming one time?
That's why I just do one show, because, you know, if that doesn't sell out, then I'm like, oh, that's a shame.
It's just not my part. They just don't enjoy me here.
Or I picked a bad time, you know.
Sometimes
people are just more into something else, you know.
Yeah.
Obviously.
So a lot of
you can't do stand up during the Super Bowl.
Right.
So a lot of competition for the entertainment dollar out there.
Yeah.
That's how me and Pac Ba did. We met a couple times, but we really hung out in Rhode Island at this comic book convention. We just talked about entertainment and how the process of just that it's the same in wrestling or comedy of just trying to up your craft and be better and making sure you can draw eyes and draw butts to the seats, and that's overall the job no matter what it is. And that's why we hang out and work well together. It's real fun. It's
and
cool
they gotta too. Leave happy.
Gotta leave happy.
Gotta leave happy.
Gotta leave happy.
Yeah. Well, that's where the whole of the craftsman is, right? Yeah. Like, you can draw people, but if you're no good when you get there, then ain't coming back.
How about I hope they leave happy? Is that good enough?
That's true. I mean, not everybody's got to leave
sweat
happy.
It, you know? I don't want to worry about everybody's happiness. That's tough.
Here's been my thing lately is that I got to leave
Can't
happy.
Please everybody. But also, you know, I unless you're having like a 10-minute giggle fit, and even that I think I'd enjoy, I think what you enjoying yourself is part of what's fun about you and your comedy.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what it's infectious. You know, I mean, there's some comics that can get up there and just yell about shit and it's hilarious, you know, but for the most part, I think people want happy comedians.
It's really happy stuff.
Thank God.
Or you can be both. I mean, that's you can do whatever you want. That's
the
great thing.
Like Eddie Pepitone is the prime example of that. Like a guy who's just yelling the whole time, but clearly having a ton of fun. You know what I mean? Like
yeah, for sure. I hope he's having fun. He seems to be having a breakdown.
Yeah, but in like the most enjoyable way.
You never know if he was really having a breakdown because it's like, oh, Eddie,
he's just timing that breakdown out 8 o'clock every fucking night.
Yeah, he's managed to schedule his anxiety attack.
I'm sure the first one was legit, though, right?
Ow.
Yeah. He's like, let me write this down. Yeah.
Oh, shit. What's your high history, X-Pac? When did you get into it? Like, how did you start smoking weed?
The first time I had a bout with prescription drugs. The first time I ever smoked weed was like, I hate to say it, like 5 years old.
What?
Yeah. I mean, you know, not. I didn't roll my own joint and fucking smoke it, but, you know, I was shotgunned by older kids.
Shotgunned by,
he's breaking up weed on a Sesame Street record and shit.
No, but, like, okay.
See, it's McGraw.
In my early 20s, I started using a lot because I... you know, the prescription drugs and you know, how bad they are with people in our industry. Mm. And that's pretty much the reason why I started. And, I mean, it's helped me with a lot of stuff, a lot of the mental issues I have.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, the PTSD stuff and... I mean, just life, man.
And just pain. Pain management.
Yeah.
You know, pain that anyone could have, whether they're a wrestler that fucked up their shit or just somebody that just gets migraines or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, I've had some crazy injuries, Doug. I tore my asshole.
Yeah.
I missed a move in the corner and tore my asshole.
That's the weirdest response that I've ever heard.
I want to hear the whole story.
Yeah, you did.
He totally did. I had to have a sphincterplasty, Doug. Legit. Emergency sphincterplasty
surgery. I wanted to cut you off on somewhat of a cliffhanger, but I feel like we've heard the whole story.
Sorry.
Feels like you figure out a real succinct way to tell people about it.
Yeah. Let me get it out of the way, the elephant in the room.
Is it like when women have a baby? Like, do you feel like you've forgotten how painful it was? Like, it's impossible for you to remember the pain, or can you remember it specifically?
I do remember it specifically.
So that's women only. Women say they can't remember the pain of childbirth. That's why they'd have more than one kid, right?
Right.
So, you do remember that, so you can't do that again. Right.
The crazy part is this, like about 2 years prior to that, I did the same thing. I just didn't have to have surgery that time.
Oh, my God.
And I figured once it healed, I'm like, what are the chances?
I'm just going to put some ice on my asshole for a second.
Was the Bronco Buster that over? Yes, you just had to risk it?
Yes. Every night. Every night.
I got four moves.
That's
one of them, and that's the one that gets the biggest reaction.
Yeah, for sure.
So I'm not getting rid of it.
Oh, man, I feel like I have to come up with a new way to take it or something. If I just one asshole rip, that's all you get out of me.
I don't let him move out of the way anymore.
Oh, okay. They got to take it.
All right, now we really got to go. We'll be back after this message. When I'm on the road, finding the right razor can be such a hassle. How do I know I'm getting the right one so that I don't get razor burn without spending an arm and a leg? That's why I love Dollar Shave Club. They take the guessing work out of it. Get a great shave at a great price, conveniently delivered right to your door. I no longer have to waste time in the drugstore or spend a fortune on razors with gimmicky shaving tech I don't need. The best is when I use my DSC Executive Razor with their Dr. Carver's Shave Butter. The blade gently glides, giving me such a smooth shave. And what's really cool is their Dr. Carver's Shave Butter is transparent, which gives a more precise shave and helps prevent ingrown hairs and fights razor bumps. You too can make the smarter choice by joining Dollar Shave Club. For a limited time, new members get their first month of the Executive Razor with a tube of their Dr. Carter's Shave Butter for only $5 with free shipping. After that, razors are just a few bucks a month. That's a $15 value for only $5. In your first month box, you get an awesome weighty handle, a full cassette of
of 4 cartridges and a tube of their shave butter. After your first month, replacement cartridges ship automatically at their regular price. There are no hidden fees and no commitments. Cancel anytime you like. You can only get this offer exclusively at dollarshaveclub.com/Benson. That's dollarshaveclub.com/Benson.
Hey, we're back, and we're talking about high yoga mm-hmm. and the effect it's having on our children. we are here with Sean X-Pac Waltman, Chris Cubis. I guess we could. I shouldn't have paused like that.
wait for it.
Chris Cubis and Ron Funches.
Yeah. All right.
We were hanging out in the basement, getting hella high, having a lovely conversation. Nobody's arguing about anything.
Real friendly group.
We're like a double stuff Oreo.
Yeah.
Got it going on.
Kind of like right now. I mean, you got the vanilla on the outside.
Yeah, there's a little bit of a...
It's like a little stack. I like it, though.
I always scrape the vanilla off and leave the black part alone.
That's solid of you. I appreciate that.
that sounds a little separate, but equally, if you're being honest.
Just like in that movie Trolls, I wouldn't have eaten the black troll. They'd be like, you got enough problems. You're a troll and you're black, and I'm a big monster.
Out now on DVD. Pick it up.
You weren't you didn't die. Not only did you not die, spoiler, but also you weren't the first to die.
I did not die. Yeah. Not the first die. I'm available. I just pooped cupcakes. Hopefully, I'm available for a sequel. Hopefully, they're not watching this. But even if they are, this DreamWorks, they're okay. You guys are cool.
I love the soundtrack. I think the music in it is great.
No offense, I didn't see it. Did a bunch of trolls die in this movie? Is that what you're saying?
It's about these big monsters.
Don't ruin it. Don't spoil it.
No spoilers. They
can only achieve true happiness if they eat a troll.
Basically, it's about consumerism. consumerism and the fact that true happiness comes from inside and building it within you. And the only way that they could show that was by making a movie and a bunch of action figures.
It's like an allegory.
Yeah.
But yeah, now I'm bummed out that I know the character. Like, if I was a little kid and I went to see the trolls, I'd be like, oh, they're singing, and then getting eaten by monsters, it's really going to make me uncomfortable.
No, it's weird.
You don't get a lot of death in kids' movies
anymore. It's pretty heavy
for
kids.
It's got an interesting tone to it, but they, you know, the trolls, you know, they win through perseverance and hugs.
Just like me.
Yeah, that's really, I think a lot of us can relate to it if we're... happy and successful, I guess.
Truly. It's got a great message. Check it out. Soundtrack of the summer.
I just need to answer to that video.
I've been waiting for one of the other songs to drop, because obviously Justin had that the hit single already from it, but there's other good songs on there. Gwen Stefani's
like
on
Hair
there.
Up. I'm on that track with Gwen. Me, Gwen, and Justin Timberlake.
You know, normal life. guys, I love movies. You know that. DougLovesMovies.com. What comic book movie do you think is best to watch high? Is wondered by Stoned and Nerdy.
Ooh, graphic novels count?
Stoned and Nerdy.
What?
Graphic novels count?
Well, sure. If you want to not answer, if you want to evade the question. Oh.
But that's just...
Yeah, you like...
But that'll
like,
work. That'll work. Yeah, I think everything's better.
Does Watchmen count?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think everything's better when I'm high, but it doesn't make stuff that's not good, good.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, that's where I stand. So when people ask stuff like that, I'm like...
But I get it, because
sometimes...
You know,
anything you liked while you were high doesn't necessarily mean it's because you were high.
No. Here's the thing, though. Sometimes when I'm high, it puts me in, like, a lighter, like, more jovial, fun mood.
Less critical?
So I wouldn't want... Less critical, and also, I wouldn't necessarily want to see, like, a more, like... just somber action-y movie. Like, even though, like, I like Kick-Ass and stuff, but, like, to me, if I'm, like, really high, it might be too violent for me, and I'd be like, whoa, too much. So to me, the answer to that question is Mystery Men.
I love that.
Wow. That's a deep pull I didn't see coming, but I can respect it.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right. I saw a bit of it on cable recently, and I find it very watchable. It just doesn't have, like, punchlines that land, but it's very...
It's like you could chill out.
There's a lot to look at.
Just watch it. Janine Garofalo's in it. It's just like, you just hang out, and it's pretty chill and fun.
There's that fun sequence of all the shitty superheroes, different actors, but, you know, playing different... I'm Shovelman, or whatever
Jane
the fuck.
Jane Cook is one of them. I think he's the Waffler, if I remember correctly.
I think you're right.
I'm pretty sure I'm
right. Oh, shit. See, Chris Cubis loves movies, too, you guys. You know, Ron has been on Doug Loves Movies, but he
don't love movies.
He's
though.
Recused himself from it because he doesn't like the trivia part.
Mm-mm. Really?
Yeah, it's happened to
actors.
A few people I know.
I don't know actors. I don't know actresses. I don't know directors. I don't know movies.
I'd do one like the next time you're on. Every answer would be something about trolls, and I bet you would kill it.
Probably not.
But you know what? The other comics aren't going to know anything about trolls.
Okay. Well, I mean, well, that's disrespectful of them.
Am I a bad friend for not seeing trolls?
A little bit.
Sorry.
I've seen it.
Could you please see Trolls and then do a review of it somewhere? Leave Ron's feelings out of it. What do you honestly think about having to sit through Trolls?
Solid beat. Come on.
It got him over with Shane McMahon's kids.
It did.
That's awesome.
It did.
I like that.
He had me do an impersonation, and I was like, yes, sir, Mr. McMahon.
I only get asked to do my impression if they want to scare their children.
come over.
Tell this kid to stop crying, his Bane. Take your crying into the shadows. Want to do some pot topics?
Yeah.
Pot topic.
Pot topic.
Anti-aging. I love this one. I made it number one just from the title, because researchers at the University of Bone and Hebrew University have discovered that low regular doses of THC may help to keep our brains from slowing down as we get older.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like the part about low regular. I mean, regular's cool, but low. Low bothers me. It's kind of like whatever. It's like whenever they talk about wine and how, you know, now they say, oh, it's good for you if you only have one a day.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want any of this have one puff a day bullshit. I'm not going to be able to handle
that. I
don't
see how more could hurt. I mean, when it comes to THC.
Right? They're just being, they're always so cautious. Instead of just saying, fuck it, let's all do marijuana.
You know, and that's another thing that it's also good. It's also supposedly good for protecting people with traumatic brain injuries.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, like a lot of us have concussions. I think it's really helped me a lot when it comes to that.
Well, they blew a bunch of pot smoke into, they shotgunned some mice.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the mature and old mice, you know, that didn't, you know, get the influence of THC were less consistent in their abilities, in their brain usage. These stories are always so hard for me to figure out because there's so many words. You know, I'm always trying to think of, like, what's the quick version? You know, what's the quick version of, I tore my asshole. It was very painful.
I still have a few stitches in there, too.
Okay, so there's more to the story.
How come Israel is so far ahead of us when it comes to all the marijuana research?
Right?
It's bullshit.
Yeah. Some Germans were involved in this one. And anyway, they're saying that long-lasting improvement of cognitive performance resulting from low dose of THC is seen in mature and old animals. So these also, they took some time with this. Or is it just, is like, our mice mature so much earlier than us, that's why you can do an aging test on them?
probably.
That's a,
yeah.
Number
two. And also, so it's
just
small,
fun
right?
to raise them from like a baby to an adult and just smoke weed with them.
Yeah, it does sound like weed science is just come
that
up with by people
like...
who are already high. Because like, what are you going to do? We're going to do some tests. What's that? We're going to get these mice high as shit.
Do you guys want to do a buddy marijuana movie comedy? Because the premise would be Chris and Ron.
I'm on board already.
Yeah, sounds like a great project.
Spend, you know, I don't know what's happened in the third act. I don't know what kind of Shyamalan we can put in there, but the premise is two guys raising stoned mice. You know, like they could become, they could get superpowers, they could start to learn to talk, or they could only talk to you guys, or, you know what I mean? Something could happen, because it should be like a fantasy movie, yeah. But it'd be fun. And show marijuana in a positive light because nothing negative happens to the mice because of it. I like experiments on animals when nothing happens to the animal. They should do more of those. They should figure out first if it's going to hurt the animal before they do the experiment on them. I like that plan. Because so far nobody's died of marijuana, so it's pretty, you feel like it's not going to kill an animal.
No.
But you don't want a dog eating a bunch of pot brownies.
That's... I added, well, not the brownie because the chocolate's bad, but yeah. I was like, I don't know, maybe 14, 15, and I bought like a quarter ounce of weed, and that was a lot of weed for me at the time. And it was in my backpack, came home from school with my friends, we left, came back, and this little ass dog we had ate the whole bag of weed. And that poor dog, like that dog, I was so mad because I was like, oh, you ate my weed. And I looked at the dog and he was like, oh, he was so like a quarter ounce. And it was a small ass dog. And he was just like, well, he was all fucking sad. I was like, oh, I'm sorry, buddy. I'm sorry. And that dog's been fucked up the rest of her life. I mean, she's dead now. That dog was not right. That dog used to run into walls and shit, like just full speed. That dog was not, yeah. Ever since then, that dog was just dumb.
Wow.
Damn.
Sorry. Don't mean to prune it. Don't mean to bring it down. I made my dog stupid for life. He had a great life.
Yeah, I mean, you know, dogs seem to really bounce back from running into walls, you know? Like, every dog I've ever had, like, you know, if there's any space to run in the household where it changed from, like, carpet to linoleum or something, they would fucking never learn to not hit that fucking linoleum going at full speed
and then
start sliding. But I mean, they're always cool with it. Like, our dog would always go flying into the cabinets in the kitchen because he couldn't make the turn.
Yeah.
That's one of life's simple pleasures. Watching that.
Yeah, but I always feel bad that it might actually be hurt and they can't tell you about it.
Yeah, but if they're not, though, it's a good time.
Well, that's wrestling in a nutshell, right? That it's a good time until somebody gets hurt.
Exactly.
Because some of those fucking moves they're doing these days, I'm just like, God damn it. A little off and your neck is broken.
Yeah, broke my neck twice.
Holy shit.
I got a plate in my neck holding it together, fifth and sixth.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, do you recommend that people get into wrestling?
Well, I mean, it's
worth it?
For me, personally, and I've paid a pretty high price, but I I've had an amazing life.
Yeah,
even with all the darkness.
And it doesn't bother you watching old wrestling footage with Ron when you're high, like, you know, like if somebody... Did you show anything where somebody got actually injured?
No, we didn't really do
that.
That's
maybe
good.
Myself. I don't know. Maybe the torn a-hole thing. I don't know.
You guys showed that?
I don't know. Maybe we'll show
it. I would remember that if you showed that. Holy shit. I'm nervous. I'm nervous to see it.
It's
now.
Never funny when somebody gets hurt unless it's yourself.
Right.
Like, then it's okay to I laugh
that
at that.
Right.
Like when I fall off the top rope onto the floor and smack my head on the concrete, it was one of the worst things that ever happened to me. And
damn it.
Yeah, but I laugh my ass off every time I see it.
It's pretty funny. It's pretty hilarious.
All right, so again, maybe like you can let a little of the pain go.
Yeah.
You know, just enjoy it.
Think of what comedy, you know, it's like for all the horrible sets you have and those bad nights and those times you were like in shitty hotels and everything was like horrible. You would never really trade those in, even though.
I kind of forget them.
Yeah. Right?
I forget my shitty sets.
Yeah.
People are like, what's the worst set you ever had?
I wish I could forget.
A few weeks ago, they were kind of not into it.
Really? I wish I could forget my shitty matches. But they're right there for everyone to
but
see.
That, yeah. With matches, it's always, you know, who your opponent is, sure, is such a big part of it. Yeah. Like, you know, like if we had to do comedy with another person all the time, oh, they could wow ruin the show for us by just not us not getting the right groove together. Right. So I imagine it's the same with wrestlers.
Yeah, and if you're married to that person where you have to wrestle him for who knows how long, it can be, make your job not nearly as fun.
Right.
And it's a great job. You know, I mean, like your job, it's just hearing those people. That's what makes it easy to take the pain.
Nice, yeah.
That's why the pain is so, like, easy for me, anyways. I don't worry about it because the people are.
Yeah.
Such an opiate.
Yeah, and I guess, but the villain people must have to really enjoy, like, just translate that. They're hating me so much, that means they're loving me so much.
It's really funny you say that, because I was talking about this as a heel, as a bad guy. Yes, you want the people to hate you, right? But then once they do, eventually it got to me. Like, because that's still negative energy, man, coming mm-hmm at you. And wrestling fans can be brutal, man. And
I find a lot of them, though, are very funny. So the laughter kind of makes them feel better about how much. The ones that are just fucking mean and, right, you know, just yeah play angry and that's their only thing. Like, I see that. The audience, like, really does just fucking yeah hate them. But there's ones I've seen lately that, like, make it funny that they're funny bad guys.
Sure.
You know,
yeah,
which is like, so they get laughs, but also booze.
When I was a bad guy, like though, I wasn't trying to get laughs, right, and nobody was laughing. You know, they hated me, man.
Yeah.
To a point where there's this thing, if you look it up in the Urban Dictionary, called X-Pac heat, which is a term for they just hate you and want you to go away. Like, legit.
Wow.
So, yeah.
In Merriam-Webster's Urban Dictionary?
Yeah.
It's in there.
Yes.
The I love
dictionary
it. Here's another delightful pot topic sitting in front of me.
Pot topic!
Colorado continues to kill it. According to state sales tax data made public last week, March's sales haul of $131.7 million sets a record for Colorado for 1 month. $131.7 million. And I was just in Denver and had a lovely time. Got a thing that I didn't get around to doing anything with there. No, I didn't get that there. I got that here. And I got this wherever I was right before Denver. I can't remember where that was, but it's like R2-D2, but he's C-3PO nice color, and he's a pipe. Oh, he's loaded. I'll take
I think
it.
You're supposed to paint it. I think you're supposed to paint it yourself. No?
But a lady gave it to me somewhere, and she goes, don't give this away, because I tend to re-gift everything. Yeah. And I said, no, I won't. I'll take it all the way back to California. And so here it is, making its network, making its internet debut. Is there a Carby thing on here somewhere? I don't think so. I think there must be. Lexington? Maybe it was Lexington that she gave it to me. No. Rosemont, Illinois.
This has been Where Has Doug Been Recently?
Mm. Yeah, it was Rosemont. We have a nice little spot there where we smoke and we haven't gotten into trouble yet. Mm. Where's that place, Chris, where you and I were like, we stand next to a dumpster, but it's enclosed?
Is that, is that Kansas City?
I think
maybe?
So. I think that might have been Kansas City.
That's about right.
All right. We got to go to one more commercial break, and then we'll be back to wrap things up. A very fun session. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. So that we don't have to do it in the show, I'm going to do it during the breaks. I want to say subscribe to this show if you haven't already. And click the like button, as it helps fight against people who flag our videos. And you can also subscribe on iTunes for the audio-only version of the show. And also, our web store is now through Villaby.com. We'll put it on the screen, I think, maybe. check it out. You can still visit us at the same URL, bit.ly/DougMerch. Order your mugs, t-shirts, and blue cards. Get blue cards. We'll sign them, and then the post office will put something right over the signature, and it's a big waste of money. Cards for high manity, I like to call it. Thanks, you guys. And enjoy your day.
I'm getting dug. Getting dug with I. I'm getting dug. Getting dug with I.
Hey, we're back, and I mean this totally as a compliment. That music made me sleepy. but so does marijuana. And that was by, oh, I have seen, we have heard this one before, but I didn't know how to pronounce this person's name. Timmy Mengel. But you can find him on social media and SoundCloud as he calls himself Churches and Trains.
Okay.
Yeah, I could imagine hearing that music in both of those places. Mm-hmm. Whenever you're hearing music on a train.
Both of those places have, like, bad snacks. They don't have great snacks on a train. And usually at church, not good snacks either.
Well, you mean, because there's good unhealthy snacks on some trains. Like on Amtrak, the food car has some pretty good, not so great for you stuff.
But it's usually so expensive.
That's true. That's a good point. They do jack it up. It's not like when you're on a train, you have any other options.
That's true.
I'm a stoner that doesn't eat junk food or anything anymore. I eat extremely clean. So, like, when I get the munchies, I go to, like, you know, mixed greens and a burger patty or some crap like that. It makes it difficult.
But you can still eat meat, though.
Oh, yeah. No sugars, though. I don't do anything sugar-wise.
Yeah, I try to not do sugar, and it's very difficult.
It is so difficult. I love you, chocolate-covered gummy bears.
Hey, I found some.
I love you, Chris Cooper.
I was about to say thank you, bro. I appreciate that.
I've never even had a chocolate-covered gummy bear.
It's so good.
Oh, yeah. My God. It sounds all right. Is it all the different flavors that gummy bears come in under the chocolate and doesn't ever... They don't ever go against each other?
Actually sounds really good.
I like it. Okay. It depends on who you are. I'm not going to force you into it.
Please don't force me to eat a chocolate gummy.
Where do you get something like that?
Specialty candy. You got to go to your upper class candy.
Chris Cubis, Crapshoot Comedy Festival, May 18 to 20, this weekend, Las Vegas. I'm jealous of this. This sounds like it's going to be a fun event.
For sure.
In a fun place.
Yeah, I'm excited.
And then you have this great podcast concept. It's a real podcast called Canceled. and people can listen to it on iTunes and at chriscubis.podbean.com. But tell everybody the premise of it.
We watch TV shows that only lasted one season. So we've watched, like, good and bad. Yo, we'll get you. We'll get you. It's coming. We'll get to you.
Yeah, it's not like they're looking for... It's kind of like you want to watch good shows that just didn't last.
It's half and half. So, like, we've watched Freaks and Geeks, which is great. But then we also watch, like, Cop Rock or what... You know what I mean? Like, so it's like some of them are
so
real bad.
You don't
bad,
think Cop Rock good. Deserved a second season.
No. Have you actually watched it? Because it's one of the craziest things I've ever seen.
I know. That's why I think it deserved a second season. Because it was just so different.
Yeah, and then, like,
really odd.
Yeah, and then there'd be, like, a song about lynching out of nowhere, and then also just, like, that guy selling babies. It's a very strange
songs,
listen to the podcast.
There were songs about heavy shit.
Very heavy.
And, yeah, because it was, like, it was a cop show, like, you know, Hill Street Blues, of course, was very popular at the time.
Right.
So it was trying to be the same kind of gritty show,
yeah.
But they break into song all the time. It was fucking amazing.
It's very strange.
Yeah, it's
all
really good.
On YouTube. You can watch all of it. It's
yeah.
Very weird. But we're in the middle of Adventures of Briscoe County Jr. right now.
I bet you just people throw suggestions at you left and right.
Yeah, yeah. We might do Wrestling Society X.
I was going to say.
It only did one season. Yeah. I think I might do that next. It was an MTV. It was a wrestling show on MTV back in the day. Yeah, I've seen it.
So what do? Do you binge and then do an episode, or do you do episode per episode,
like,
of the show you're watching?
Two episodes of the show for one episode of the podcast, more or less. Sometimes it's three, depending on the show.
And people kind of can stay at pace with you so they know what you're talking about?
Absolutely. And then
it's not entertaining if you haven't watched it, too.
Yeah, yeah. It's not commentary over it. We just have the conversation about it.
Right, but you know what I mean? Like, you don't want it to be too inside that, like, if someone hasn't seen it, they don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
It's more like you're describing it as much as you're...
For sure.
Critiquing it.
Yeah, absolutely. It's super fun.
I love it.
It's a good show.
I keep forgetting to listen to it, and I think it's something I'd really get into. So I gotta do it.
He's got so many seasons. He did alliteration. Canceled with Chris Cubis. Ooh, that's fun.
I can't have Bloods on my podcast because there's too many C's in my.
At the Real X-Pac on Twitter. Where else do you want people to find you?
At X-Pac 12360 is my Instagram for my show.
Yeah.
What about your dog?
Oh, my dog. Yeah.
I just met your dog outside in the hallway.
It's baby Lula.
Very cute.
Yeah, she's great.
Your dog has an account.
Instagram. Somebody made it for her. Yeah.
Did.
Yeah. I just got a brand new puppy. They got an Instagram as well.
Nice.
I'm gonna plug my dog's Instagram. Lester_superstar. Check him out. He's adorable. He's a cute. He's 9 weeks old.
It's cute shit. A lot of shots of him, but also does he take some shots every once in a while? Like, do you ever get anything from his point of view?
Life of Lester.
Yeah. You don't want to. You know, nobody wants all selfies.
True.
That's true. You know, show us like if he sees a cat or something. This happened today. Yeah. The caption he's underneath this the picture tall. Of a cat wandering by.
Yeah, he's this tall, so everything would just be like ankles. Like he's a tiny. He's like literally this
tall.
Some people
be into that.
Just put the phone on the ground and take a picture. Yeah, let him loose at a party, summer party. Anything else we're skipping for promotion-wise for you?
I'm going. I'm leaving here and going right to AfterBuzz TV Studios and doing my my show X-Pac 12360. This guy named Sean Stasiak. He was called Meat back in the Attitude Era. He's going to be on the show.
Do you worry you're going into your other show too high?
No. I'm fine. I got this. Yeah. I used to medicate before I went in the ring a lot.
Okay.
I wouldn't get high, but
yeah.
You know, I wouldn't call it getting high. Anyways, whatever.
Yeah, I want to move along.
Well, but you could see what's that?
No, not the never mind.
You could see X-Pac and Ron Funches in their live show, Get High, Watch Wrestling at CineFamily right here in Los Angeles on May 26th. Always a good time there. And you know, like Ron said, if you pay extra, you have a chance to go out on the patio, and it's just a perfect patio for what you're going to need to do before a show called Get High, Watch Wrestling. I'll give you a hint, there's no wrestling out on the patio.
Please don't wrestle on the patio.
Maybe put a little ring in the back one time and have
you think they got the space back there?
Some Lucha Vavoom dwarves or something come out and do a little demonstration.
I would love
demonstration.
That if they got the space back there.
They don't have a lot of space back there. That's why I went right to dwarves.
They still need a regular size ring.
No, they get a tiny ring, Ron. just put them in a waiting pool. There's room for that back there. Nationwide tour. You can see Ron Funches. What's the tour called? It's got a fun
Funchamania.
Name.
Funchamania.
Funchamania. It's right there on his shirt. That kicks off June 8th, and it goes through August 12th. And you go to ronfunches.com for tickets and info and dates.
Come see me, please.
Yeah, thank you guys for being here. Great job today.
Oh, man, I forgot. Yeah. I'm on this show called The Tomorrow Show every Monday and Thursday, and we dress up in Star Trek costumes and interview a bunch of people. We had George Takei on. And
where is that at?
It's on YouTube. You can watch it on YouTube.
Okay.
Get it on iTunes.
All right.
The Tomorrow Show. It's fun.
All right, cool.
Sorry, man.
That's all right. Anybody
Sorry,
else?
That wrong.
Okay. Punchmania, though, remember that last.
Yeah. Yeah, baby. Punchmania.
It's got to be the last plug. Our next show is Tuesday, May 23rd at 4:15 Pacific time, so it'll be 4:20 right here, and hopefully I'll remember to set my phone up and, all the other things I'm supposed to do. Such a complicated life. Thanks, you guys. All See right. you next time.
Yeah.
Thanks to Dollar Shave Club for sponsoring today's episode. Dollar Shave Club is the smarter choice, where you can get a great shave at a great price, conveniently delivered right to your door. Check out this deal that they're offering to Getting Doug fans. For a limited time, new members get their first month of Executive Razor with a tube of their Dr. Carver's Shave Butter for only $5 with free shipping by going to dollarshaveclub.com/Benson. After that, razors are just a few bucks a month. That's dollarshaveclub.com/Benson.